Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine Brown, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
I've been getting, welcome to Wasted on Wednesday. It's Casey.
Welcome, welcome.
Tina's over here educating me on my disorganized life. You're going to be tired of me, I know it.
It's okay, I like having a little brother.
She didn't like cool. The fact that I bit off the bear cap with my teeth.
Oh my God, I hope people at home aren't doing things like that. Oh my God,
but it gets me clout at the bar though.
They'd
be like,
do it again. Do it again. I ain't gonna fry. I was like, damn. I might have been turned on if I was at the bar. But no, seriously, it's so uneconomical. You may crack a molar, and that is extremely expensive.
I don't want to challenge my insurance for molars though, because you made it seem. What did we say? It was two something.
Well, if it's the third molar, then it's usually three times the amount of one tooth. So, yeah.
This tooth is cracked, 50%. Though. I don't want to show it to you. It's cracked.
Oh, my Lord, Jesus.
But, you know, it gets me clout, you know. Well, how was your weekend? How's everybody doing?
Super exciting. I had friends in town and just, you know, lived the L.A. life, hanging out, having drinks. Beautiful stuff.
Where'd you go?
I love hanging out. Oh, my God. So this bar on Hollywood Boulevard, I can't remember the name of it. We were kind of like going from place to place. Oh, we were at Dream in Hollywood.
You know, I don't go over the hill no more.
Oh my God, it's such another world. It's beautiful. No, but it's crazy over there. Oh my God. And then the other day in downtown, I was parked in the alley in downtown Los Angeles, and it was raining and stuff, and I felt something hit the back of my car. Mm-hmm. I thought someone hit me on a bike or something like that. So I looked out the back, and then it was a guy walking next to me, and his pants was beneath his butt. Like, his ass was out. So
was
I
he
locked
sagging
doors.
Or was it?
No, it was beyond sag, and I think he just didn't pull his pants up all the way. So I was like, well, what the fuck hit my car? And I got way to the bum left, and I got out and looked, and it was a shit stain. So I think that he's taking a shit behind my car. And then he wiped his hands. He wiped the shit on the back of my trunk.
That's rude.
That was nasty as fuck. But I was so scared. You know, I'm like mad gangster from the Bronx, but I could not.
How do you deal with someone who just doo-doo on your car, though?
I know. I was like, no, he obviously is a psychopath.
Yeah, let
don't
that one go.
Me. I was like, let this
he
one go.
He might throw something at you.
Yeah, I was like, let this one go. And he got shit on his hand still.
Oh,
so,
my Lord. Yeah. Well, pray for him.
I had tissue in the car. He could have knocked instead of, like, I think so. He must have, like, fell into my
So if my boy would have knocked and said, hey, can you get some paper in there?
Hell yeah, I'm a girl. I've heard people making a reference to women who keep napkins in their car, pee on the side of the road. And I'm like, that is true. That happens once in a while, and you should be prepared.
Yeah.
So yeah, I always say, I even have wet wipes, too.
That's why men keep Gatorade bottles and stuff in their cars.
Oh yeah, my dad used to do that. I'm sorry. I should not be that excited to talk about that.
But it's real. It's real.
But yeah, as a kid, my dad, I think he wanted me to be a boy. He'd be like, just pee in the soda bottle. And I'm like, How the fuck am I gonna do that? Like, yo, really?
That's hella
but I have
aim.
Brothers, so it's like they
the
could
world
do it. He didn't know how it worked.
Is a man's urinal. I've peed so many places. Bushes.
Yeah.
Corners of buildings.
You guys are lucky. We don't have that much. We don't get to. And do you know, as a female, like, a lot of times, you know, things work when you're cute. But when you go in a store and ask to use their bathroom, they're like, that cute shit don't work here.
What do you mean they don't let you use the bathroom?
They don't let you fucking use the bathroom. Some places are like, buy something. Like, I'm not buying an 8-piece fucking fried chicken wing just to fucking pee. I'm going to do this shit all day. I got to pee.
I think they should look at people, though, and be like, oh, no, she. Let her use the bathroom. But
I've
I know
said that too. But have you been in the ladies' rooms? Like, I usually use men's room because ladies are really, really nasty. They don't flush toilets. They leave tinkles on the seat.
In my sprinkles. Government job, you know, I handle the facilities and whatever. Sometimes I have to deal with bathrooms. The women's bathroom
is the worst.
I cannot believe it. I'm always like, because the cleaning crew works at night. So during the day, sometimes I might have to deal with something.
Yeah.
And you just hear me yelling, what the fuck is that?
And you're like, oh my God,
I don't
the
understand the
room
usage
that.
Of paper, though.
I don't know.
Where and then there's always, those napkins are always jamming up the toilet,
yes,
too.
Yeah, well, sorry.
Even though we have a place for it.
Sorry.
Okay. So everybody's learning life about stuff. Today's show is brought to you by Bellorni and Malukian Law LLP. Excellent law firm. Let me tell you a story what they just
did. Say it again, because I didn't catch that.
Bellorni and Malukian LLP.
Yes.
Now, Bellorni, he just had a case where his client did something kind of in the wrong, and the prosecution was offering nothing.
They're never in the wrong, but go ahead.
The prosecution was offering him nothing. Guess how much he won in the case?
He won? Yeah. What?
$1.2 million. On Wednesday. Our lawyer.
Oh, and congrats.
And our lawyer. But here's the sad news, though. He won $1.2
million. Whoa.
But the guy was so drunk, the judge was like, we're going to take 60% of that because your client was so drunk.
What's that got to do with you?
The client rep didn't listen to his lawyer.
Better than nothing, okay?
First of all, he comes in the day of the verdict and he shaved his hair, and the everybody in the jury could see that he was bald headed with tats on his face, gang tats, and he's
Tyke
said, "Why would you do that the day of the verdict?"
Oh my goodness!
But they still won that much that money, but the lawyer
still
did
successful, punch. Still successful. So that's an awesome.
And that's one of our sponsors, and they're our lawyer, so don't fuck with us. And you can call them at 818-INJURY-8.
Yes.
And our next sponsor is Loyalty Auto. Shout out to my boy Sarkis, the owner of Loyalty. He just had his baby, Jacob, I think yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
Very happy for him. They're great guys, man. And he's so pumped.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Him and mom, everybody's fine. The baby's fine. And
amazing.
He's excited. I'm happy for him. He's a good guy.
We're excited for you, Sarkis.
Good job, Sarkis. So,
good job. Let's talk about that. They say that to parents. I'm sorry, that's a side note. Like, you made a big good job. Like, I don't know. It just always sounds.
Yeah, it sounds weird. Like, what else are you supposed to do?
Could it fail? Like, I don't know. Like, good job. You completed a baby. I guess that's.
I don't know how y'all. I've been through two deliveries. I mean, been for my sister and for my son, and I'm like.
I got the privilege of having a full size mirror in my delivery room, so I got to watch it myself.
You wanted to watch that?
Yeah. Well, I was a young mom. I was 15, so it was really like I'm still learning. So I had my own like science in the room. Oh. I wanted to see it because it's unbelievable. I wanted to see how big it gets. Like apparently, it just like. Gets like the size of a basketball for a second and then shrinks back. And
now,
I find that so fascinating.
Does that, what I saw is it's like the less you push, the easier it comes out. Is that what it is?
Oh, hell no.
Or you have to push.
Yes. And you'd be like, there's no more push in me.
I was just watching and everything and I was just like, damn, I would be a lesbian.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No, but the kids is such a wonderful reward. You kind of forget all about that pain.
When?
You really do. Yeah, well. I mean, obviously, look, there's some women that have many. Like, my grandma has, like, 6 kids. And, like, both sides of my family, grandma has 6 kids on both sides.
Damn.
Yeah. Everyone has 3 to 6 kids in my family. So, you forget, like, the wonderful joy of a child outweighs that pain.
See, that's...
Until they piss you off. Then you'd be like, motherfucker,
you that's what I'm going through now.
Yeah, pain. Them stitches ain't worth this fucking headache you're putting me through right now.
Yeah, that's why I always got mom's back. Mm. I don't understand that.
Gotta have your mother's back.
All day. I'm a mommy's boy. I go hard for her, too.
You can tell a lot about a man by how he treats his mom or the relationship between. Like, I wouldn't date a man who doesn't have a good relationship with his mom.
I have an excellent.
Or I at least want to hear the story out. Like, did she try to murder you? Okay, that's why you don't fuck with her. That's different. But, like, I just want to hear it because my family, we're just so tight. Like, my father, we speak every day. Like, we're all just.
I like
so
you and your dad's relationship. He raised you right. If I was a father and I had a daughter, I would do the same way. Like, this is the real. This is it. This is how men are.
He was so real. Yeah. He was so real. He didn't sugarcoat anything.
Wow. Your dad was real.
About him like he's not here anymore. He is so real because he has not changed. He is so gangster. He's so real. And he tells you, you know.
We all need that, though. My mom was. She definitely was the gangster in the family. Yeah, because Pops is away at school anyway, so he's doing them ting.
Oh, my God. 18 job.
And then his daughter is his baby.
Aww, yeah.
Shout out to my dad. Shout out to JC and my sister.
Aww,
well, my weekend was crazy.
So tell me about
it. You saw my text. You know I'm texting you on my weekends.
Oh, yeah, I love
now.
It. I have to put you on hide alert because you're like up at 4 a.m. with this Manchester shit. And I'm at 4 a.m. rolling around in my bed.
You've become my VIP friend list now.
No, I'm not mad at all.
No,
I'm not
mad at all. You got to accept it.
Because you know my rule, I'm red, and my hours are between 9 to 5, but actually my hours are between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. And if you call after and before that, I will ring your fucking neck.
I won't call you. I text
you.
No,
you do. But I'm saying you're special.
You might have to put me on like a special beep, like a make him
a hide alert. So when I wake up and I want to see my text, then
cool.
There's a few people that
should have never told me that.
Yeah, because I was like, you know what?
Outrageous
stuff. I gave up telling people. My homeboy called today. We just had a big fight. Shout out to Tone Hooker. Love you, love you, love you, my big brother. And yeah, he called me at it's 10 a.m. New York time, but it's 7:17 LA time, and I like flipped on him. And he's like, yeah, but I forgot. And I'm like, how do you forget? Like, since I was a kid, I've always lived in other states.
Yeah.
I'm from New York, but I lived in Oklahoma. And then I lived in Florida. So I always had to be conscious myself when I call my friends and family. Oh, what time is it? What time is it? Because we were always ahead or behind New York. So I was like, that ain't no fucking accident.
I miss New York.
But I'm just going to put him on, like, hide alerts, too. And then I'll call you when I fucking get to it. But no, it's my brother. Love you, Tom.
Tone, come on the show.
Yo, I'm he's definitely coming out here. Definitely coming out. He's a very interesting guy.
Is he?
Musician, yes.
Musicians are interesting.
He's from Rockefeller Records back in the day when it began. Dame, Tone.
Speaking of Dame and Rockefeller, I don't know how I'm getting into this R. Kelly situation here.
Oh, yeah. What's up with this lady that bailed him out? Let's talk about the meat and the bones. Okay, yeah.
So he didn't have 100,000.
Well, I read one article where she said that it was his money, and I'm like, you can't just go get money out of people's bank. Like, you'd have to be on the list, and that would have had to been pre-done, and if that was pre-done, you wouldn't have stayed 3 nights in jail. Some people were saying he's doing that on purpose to avoid paying child support. I'm like, no guy is that fucking
goofy. He has kids?
Yes.
I don't
fuck with him. His daughter, she changed her name, and she calls him a monster, quote. Monster. End quote. Yes, she calls him a monster. So that didn't help his image look good when your own daughter's like, I'm aware of all that stuff.
Yeah, that's
and
tragic.
He's a monster. I don't speak to him. And furthermore, I've changed my name.
You know people that support him, huh?
A lot of people that support. Apparently, women. I saw women at a concert screaming, like, come kidnap me. Like, that is absolutely insane.
Is the music that good?
I mean,
what is it?
I mean, the success of Shades of Grey, that Shades of Grey movie, is because women kind of do have that kinky
side. Oh, 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey. So I'm like, I think they're romanticizing it. They probably don't know. These women are literally being tortured
and
manipulated and kind of being treated like shit. Like they're having to beg for food and stomp on the floor to get his attention. So I think they think it's like Shades of Grey. Like, he's got all this money, and I'm going to fuck him, and we're going to do exotic things and eat exotic food.
But
and
he locks like, you in a room.
Yeah, and you got you to like knock on a door.
So bread
like,
and cheese.
Is that dick that good? Like, that's insane.
It's a mental
so
war.
I'd like to see him get out of this one, this video.
Nah,
I think Michael said he has another video. What's so there's, like, two videos Michael presented. So I would definitely like to see him.
I don't understand this videotaping yourself doing garbage.
Why would you videotape yourself doing something criminal? But that's how you know that he has a mental illness or something.
Well, they said he was molested as a child by a relative. But do you think he would? I don't know. I think if you were in that situation, you would want to learn.
That's part of the manipulation, and that's part of his narcissistic disorder.
Definitely
a
narcissistic disorder.
You
want to
manipulate. You want to make people feel bad for you. Like, I only did that because of this and that.
I
still doesn't make it any worse, but he knows statistically that people that do that, that has happened to them. So he's trying to use that.
As a defense.
Yeah, for sympathy.
No, you should know better. I think you should know better.
And if you did, I would have thought that maybe he would have been helping those types of causes all this time. You know, maybe, I mean, that's just my opinion. Or maybe he wanted to distance himself from that memory, but.
Don Lemon was talking to the police chief in Chicago, because Chicago's busy right now. They got a lot going on.
Oh, my God.
So he was like, how did you guys. There was so much rumors in the hood about R. Kelly. How did you guys let this go on so long?
That's what I want to know. And but he, I think, I mean, a lot of the guys are dick riders and didn't want to say anything.
Well, he said that you need people to press charges. What happens is people, they say, is this happening to you? And they're like, no.
That is true. And even if they say, but I've seen it happening, which is no, which is how he won that case with Sparkle's niece. They asked, is this you on a video? Right. She said, no, that's not me. I don't even know who that person
the
is.
The PP video?
Like, yeah. So they're like, well, we can't charge him if she's that was even in the 90s, saying that right? wasn't me. Jesus Christ, because technology has moved so fast.
It was VHS then.
It was on VHS, but that still was like 97. I mean, you know, when you're 40, that feels like 10 years ago. Now I'm like, oh, shit, my son's going to be 27, and he's born 92. So, yeah, I feel like it was like 95, 96.
Yeah, 95, 96. And Dame Dash was speaking on it, said that's why him and Jay-Z fell out.
Yeah, that was very, very
because he said, why would you make an album with the dude who molested my fiance?
Yeah.
Which was heavy.
Yeah. But Jay's like, hey, I've got nothing to do with that. You know, I think he was being neutral. But then it backfired because when he had that the concert at Madison Square Garden, yeah. and then R. Kelly claimed he saw some guy in the audience with a gun. But it was really because because Jay-Z was ripping that shit and bitches were screaming for Jay and R. Kelly. I don't know. That's what I think. Like, were you mad that Jay was outdoing you? It was his fucking it's his fucking hometown. So people are going to scream more at MSG Kelly.
He's a narcissist.
That's what I'm saying. That's part of his disorder. He's narcissistic. He's manipulative. He's like, come on.
And you know, R. Kelly crossover because he did that Batman soundtrack, I think. I remember that. What's the other song? He had a song that was large.
He's
even
amazing. He crosses many genres. I mean, gospel. He does hip hop. You know, rap. He's done songs. And I hate it because I love that song with him and Young Jeezy. Go get a.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But listen.
And I'm like, can't play it.
The Best of Both Worlds was supposed to be the album. It was banging.
Yeah.
I remember the day it dropped. Everybody's like, yeah, we listened to it for an hour. They was like, oh, look at this video, though, that's coming out. And everybody was showing the video. We're like, oh, I can't support this.
That was like the best duo since Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
And R. Kelly was mad that Jay is Batman. Well, so. He was the Robin.
Poor Kelly. Well, not poor Kelly. He can get what he deserved.
Poor little girls that had to take it in the ass at 14 because that's what the second video is about. He was choking some girl and she was anally receiving him.
Jeez. Man, that's.
I mean, it sounds torturous to us, but she was liking it apparently.
Was she?
Yeah.
Wow.
They are never looking tortured on tape. They always look like I'm having the time of my life.
It's a lot of. Sexual issues in this world going on.
Yeah, it is.
The owner of the Patriots.
Yeah.
Did you hear about him?
I don't know to be mad. I just feel like when people get a certain age, they can do what the fuck they want.
Oh, we agree. I was like, leave him alone. Like
my grandma
wife
curses
died.
Everybody out. I'd be like, that's grandma. She can say what she want to say. You say good morning. She say like kiss my ass. I'm like, that's grandma. Like,
yeah.
Say
yeah. Grandmas will cuss you
she
out.
Curse you out.
I think you're supposed to be able to curse.
Yeah. I'm like, they can say what they want.
Like I tell
want.
People, I can't wait till I'm old. So I can whatever nurse I got, I'm be pinching her like
nuts. So he's not married, Robert Kraft?
No, she died maybe 3 years ago.
Okay, well, who's taking? But I just would have expected that a person of his financial stature would just have women on call, like Heidi Fleiss. Where are you? I think we need you back in the
Heidi's
game because I'm like they don't have a Heidi Fleiss type of bitch still out. Like you can just call like what hoes you got? You got Asian, you got Black, you got hood rats. Because I'm like hood rats. I remember there was a basketball dude, the white guy from the Lakers. He like hood bitches.
The basketball dude from the Lakers?
Mm-hmm. I might be blowing somebody's business up. Yeah.
Sure, one of the Clippers. Something. That sounds like some Clipper shit. No. Your hair's luxurious again.
Thank you. I tried.
And she gave me compliments on my scruffy bitch. She doesn't like what I'm wearing, by the way.
Look Jamaican-ish. Jamaicans never look proper.
Never.
They always look like just
everything
in case,
is just like.
I got to be scruffy just in case.
My lot. My youth.
Just in case paint falls in my beard. I have to be scruffy. No, it's cool. You look great.
Thank you. I didn't try too hard.
But back to Chicago. Yeah, what's up with Jesse and.
He played himself.
But wait, they've uncovered more information that he may have not put this together, that it may not be a hoax. I mean, well, they are kind of buying the check thing, which is funny
what
because, you know, that he presented, the Nigerians presented a personal check, but in the memo it said, you know,
shit with for,
exactly, in the memo it said for training purposes or something. And I was like, one time I had a weed dealer and I was like, do you accept? Check. I was like, I know you don't, but can I give you a check? Like,
really?
Just once, like, you're my homie.
Wow,
like,
you are bold.
Like, you're my friend. What's the problem? And he was like, sure. And then in the memo, I wrote like four groceries. Like, you're not supposed to write like four and eighth of Diamond OG. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? So they're like really buying that part.
You are the first person I've ever heard.
I needed the weed.
Even offered the check.
I'm a professional.
Damn, I didn't know. Woo, that's when you connect. Like, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Check. I was be scared.
No, that's why you have to establish a very good rapport with people.
Oh, I have a good rapport, but a check.
You would have never. I'll cash app them if they take it. Like, I'll put. Oh, well. Like, for that aloe plant you bought me or some shit.
Well,
like,
cash apps, yeah, I know, yeah, that goes
so
down.
Like, so they're saying that, yeah, that it may not be a hoax that he may be telling the truth.
That he got beat, jumped.
But still, why do they have Nigerians on tape? Like, that's confusing to me because the Nigerians on tape buying that stuff.
Yeah, it's real confusing. So, and it's his trainer.
Yeah. So it's, I'm just it's fucking confused. And, oh, wait, and then the drug thing. So yeah. That's what reminded me of R. Kelly. When you get caught doing something, you have to blame it on some sort of conditioning. Like, oh, well, my parents used to beat me, so that's why Tourette's. I abused my kid. Or, you know, so, yeah, I created this whole hoax, but it was because I have a drug problem. So instead of sentencing you to something, they'll put you in a drug rehab or something like that.
Well, he's popular now.
Or manipulation. You make people feel... When you fuck up, you make people feel bad for you. Like, women do that. I know women are going to hate me for that, but women do that. Like, when, you know, when they fuck up,
yeah,
then they go tell you some shit to make you feel bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you also want to cry with them. You're like, this fucking...
No. No, I stand my ground.
Oh, okay, good. Good.
No, I'd be like, that's some old shit. Don't bring that up.
Yeah, don't... Yeah.
That's got nothing to do with this.
Yeah, and that's why I did... Like, oh, I'd be watching women like, oh my God, they be manipulating you guys. I feel so bad.
I was just peeping out the body language of the police talking about the evidence. They were
mm-hmm.
upset.
Mm-hmm.
They were
mm-hmm.
highly disappointed. And they're going to make an example out of his ass.
It's going to be very interesting. I just can't wait till everything comes out. But wait, did you hear that 50 offered him a role on, I presume, to be Power?
Do you want to see him on Power?
It might be fun.
No.
Why not?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do on Power?
What can't he do
50
on Power?
Probably, yeah, I bet he got a role for him. He gonna
50. Yeah, I'm like, what can't he do?
Speaking of 50.
He's an actor, he can be anything.
Who's this girl? 50.
What girl?
Got,
oh, wait.
There's some girl that 50 got video of some guy busting on her face or something.
Oh, my God. Ciara Marie. I love that girl. She's from Harlem. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. It's crazy because I love 50 and almost kind of
50 is one of the best
ways. But with this, I'm kind of like, 50, this is not right. So, apparently, when Tiara's man leaked that stuff to the social media, 50 got it and he reposted it. So then, you know, she's trying to sue him for reposting it under the law of revenge porn.
Right. Oh, but he won that case, didn't he?
But, yeah. But he won because it was already public. It has to be something private that I'm posting. I can't take your pictures from Playboy and then post them and then you sue me. Like, they're already out there. So she lost.
She got to pay him
part
money.
Part of losing, she has to pay his lawyer fees, which I think is like, yo, and my God, it's mad money. Like, $187,000.
And he's acting a fool.
That. Yeah. And then she, like, posted some fly shit and he's like, yo, like, where's my money? Like, where's my money? Like, so I'm like, yo, that is now, like, damn, 50, I love him now.
50's a fool for that one.
But I'm like, yeah, you just don't know what people are getting into. I try not to judge people. You don't know both sides. I feel bad for her.
I do.
Her dude, he shouldn't have done it. When I see stuff like that on Facebook, like, yeah, I'm very guilty of reposting fights and stuff like that. But if it's a... One time I saw a woman, they had somebody's mom. She was, like, freaking off her Freaknik, and it was a video.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't repost that. Like, that's somebody's mom.
Yeah.
Like, that's foul. I know she was bending over and taking it back. You know, it was very hoish. It was very hoish. I was too young to go. I would see, like, my dad and my brother.
You were too young to go to Freaknik.
That was, like, for adults. I was, like, 18. That's thotty shit. I didn't do hanging out and shit. That's what thotty shit.
I went to Freaknik.
You're like 80 years older than me.
Let me tell you, Freaknik was cracking.
Yeah, my dad. I saw a video 1 year. My dad and my brother's one. Yeah, I saw the video. Everybody, it was just like
It was hard nastier. To explain the debauchery.
What the fuck was it? Did it have 90... a theme or premise? Because the video I just saw, 90%. Like guys just walking up to a bitch and like sticking his fingers up the crack of her ass, like just pure.
It was
hedonism. Like
94, the police was on strike.
Is it like a parade? Like what the fuck was? It the was just of freak.
It was like a giant park.
Oh.
And it was just all talking. About. It was just going from park to park and wherever like you could park your car. It was
like
it was
tailgating in the park, like what white people would call tailgating.
Yeah, it was our tailgating, but it was like a whole city tailgating.
A whole city.
So you had everybody coming from all over the country to Atlanta. And it was, at some points, I was like, oh, this is terrible.
It is terrible.
Like, you was just walking up the car, like, damn, it's like four dudes and one girl in there.
Yes.
And then you'd be like, damn, the poor girl let her out. You know what I'm saying?
I thought, what's funny is I'm trying to condemn the young girls now. Like, you people are nasty. And then someone posted that Freaknik, like, yeah, look at y'all in the 90s. And I was like, oh, damn, you're right. We did have thoughts back then. We called them chicken heads, though.
Yeah, chicken heads. We didn't have that. The thought was that's a new word.
That's a new shit. I don't know. Fucking chicken head.
What's thought mean? That hoe over there?
That hoe over there.
I was like, what does thought mean? My niece had to put me on it.
I know, you got to get the younger kids.
Oh, these kids. I don't know. They're too, it's too much.
I can't.
It's too much video. It's too much. It's everybody's tagging and I just can't. There's no anonymity. Is that the word? There's no privacy.
No.
At least we was loose behind closed doors.
Yeah. If someone said you was a freak or a hoe, you was like, you got proof? No. Well, somebody told me. Well, that person lied. Now you're like, no, I got proof.
Yeah.
And it's not even pictures she sent me personally. That shit's on Instagram. Look at her bent over.
And screenshots.
Yeah. I've seen like the crack of women's asses on Instagram. So I'm just like, so if you have a man, do you have to up the ante? Like if you're showing the crack of your ass on Instagram, like what do you do for your man?
Yeah.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Because yeah, you have to level up from what you're doing for, like, the public.
I love my Instagram feed. It's so spectacular.
I'm just like it's, I mean, I watch it. I use it as research.
Do you?
So I'll be like, nasty bitch. Like, nasty hoe. Like? Screenshot. Let me say that. I like that pose. I'm going to recreate that pose. Good looking out, hoe. Thank you. God.
Yeah, Instagram's amazing.
We need the hoes. We need
it's
the hoes.
So many models now. You know what's bad about
that
Instagram?
Time is used, so
I know so many dudes that are crying because the girl have Instagram fame. That's a thing. Like, she, you know, you dated her in high school.
You ain't shit. That is so corny. Like, yeah, for a woman to feel like something because you have fame on social media. Like, that doesn't really exist. Like, it's the Matrix. Like, shit doesn't
exist. You know,
it doesn't mean anything.
It's like when you walk in the studio, when you walk in, it's like everybody, Tina, what did it do? It's perk up.
You're like,
yeah,
like,
it's crazy. It's crazy because, we could post it. Me and Sam talk about this all the time. We could post a picture and it'd be like, my mama like it.
You get like
my cousins
seven likes.
Like, yeah, seven likes. Let you post a picture.
You're like,
or every dude's like, boom. Let me DM her. Let me
I just want to hit it, though. I don't get excited. That's what I don't understand. And that brings me to my other point. Like that. I wish every woman had a dad. Obviously, they do in their life because my father told me a long time ago, like, that shit means nothing. Like, they just want to fuck you. That means nothing. Oh, you're beautiful. They're just thinking about sticking their dick in your mouth.
Like, I have a lot of female friends and they still get caught up in that. Like, oh, I think he really likes me. I was like, you just met him last week and you've done everything already. Trust.
Yeah, I'm like,
this trust. No. It always ends bad.
Yeah.
It always ends bad. Instagram is so. My Instagram problem is I shop too much on Instagram.
You're buying stuff?
Shoes.
Who's your favorite? Like, what? Who do you.
Well,
we're not going to blow anymore.
Well, Adidas.
Oh.
You know. I'm too
you're
loyal.
Shoe whore. What
yeah,
you call you a sneaker whore.
Matter of fact, I have problems. People be like, you can't be buying no more shoes.
Hey, if it makes you happy, do it. Makes you happy. You could be out doing so many other worse things. So
yeah,
you could be buying prostitutes like Robert Kraft.
Nah.
So it's like, look, you spend your money. You see how some people have different vices. Yours is sneakers. His is whores.
That whole craft thing is crazy too, because they said. There was some billionaires.
Human trafficking shit. What part did that?
Well, they trying to add that in there. See, anything you get caught with prostitution, they're like, they link it with human trafficking.
Oh, I was like,
he wasn't human. He wasn't. He just went to a spot, but it was a spot for real rich men. See, that's what I understand. How did that happen?
Yeah, I'm like,
these dudes were all billionaires in there.
Like, Look, holler at me. I got a few bitches I could sell to you.
Then, yeah, like, we could. You can holler at me. We could. Like, you could be a low, low, like, place. Don't worry, like, that's about insane. It. We got all the phones. Ain't nothing happening in here,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. We put the phones locked up. I got some.
And he should have went to somewhere that was established already. Don't go to no pop up new thing.
Yeah, and so they were already under investigation.
Yeah, they, it was I no. They was like, see, this is what I understand. It was a setup sting by the police, right? But they allowed for sexual stuff to happen.
Yeah, they have to have evidence.
Oh, it's I didn't know
like
that.
In a drug buy, like,
I thought once
you know,
the money stuff gets exchanged. See, I'm
because a good lawyer could contend it's something else. If it is a true massage place, then how you know she wasn't just going to hit the back of my neck in my L4 lumbar area?
I heard the
shit.
Rule is if you get buzzed in, it's loose. Like, if you go to the door to a massage place, yeah, and they buzz you in,
that's the official.
That means you can get whatever you want.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, that's the key word?
No. If the door has to be buzzed, if you get a door and they have to buzz you in,
that's
versus you just walk in.
Love me long time?
Yeah. Yeah, happy endings.
Wow.
Yeah, I learned that from some people.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm just going to be like knocking on doors now. Why'd you create a monster? I just want to know who's doing it.
Yeah,
I just
see.
Look
so
at them,
anytime
like,
I see a massage parlor,
strange people,
and I'll be like, look at the door like, do you have to get buzzed in there or what? Because if you get buzzed in, that means it's on.
Like, boom, chicka, wow, wow.
I've never paid for nothing.
That's
I know dudes is like, oh,
yes,
sport
you
fucking.
Have. If you got some booty and then you bought a bitch a TV next week, then you paid for it.
Are it's a dinner?
No, you need. Well, did no because the woman needs food
but
to have energy.
Yeah,
have
I mean,
so
I'm a gentleman though. The first date, I'm a gentleman.
But if you left money when you left, or you paid a bill the next day, look,
no,
then it's prostitution.
No, I might
I'm joking, guys.
I might buy a bottle or something, but
no.
No, I know there's a lot of men, like, that's what it's all about. Like, I have buddies sit down and be like, listen, you go out with a girl, right? Say you go out, you buy dinner, boom, that's 300, whatever. Say you want to, they don't do the little math. Like, so you already spent $1,000. You haven't done nothing yet. So, but if I go to the spot, I pay $600. I get two babes. It's popping.
What? And they do anything?
Or they go to Mexico and take a whole bunch of Viagra.
Oh my goodness! It's and massive. Who is this guy spending $1,000 on a date? Look,
I cannot deluge that
up.
Name. But
oh my god, really?
Yeah, I know some guys. That's the whole math. Like, oh, I put aside $600.
That's so funny because the contrast. There's so many men that are so cheap. Like, why I gotta take? Oh my god, it was a funny Facebook post. A guy was mad that he took a woman out to eat and she ordered dessert.
Okay,
he's like, I offered you dinner, and we're all like, dessert's part of that. And he's like, no, how you know if I could cover that?
Oh, like, we shouldn't be out for dinner then.
Yeah. Seriously, do you ever just delete people because of shit like that? I was like, oh, he's a cheap ass motherfucker.
I
was
love
him right now.
I enjoy deleting people.
Oh, it's
so it's so much good. Power. Yeah. I love when they notice it and they text you like, what happened? I'm like, no, yeah.
I've never had nobody text me and I would never do that.
Yeah, it's I feel bad for them. Like,
when
oh, yeah.
It comes up in my thing, like people you know, and I'm like, oh, they deleted me. I'd be like, well, maybe that's the second page.
What if I get deleted? I wouldn't even care.
No, I delete. I was totally.
I'm a blocker too.
Yeah. Oh god, my block.
Block
list
shit.
Is,
block.
Yeah. Like what you said. What?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
Some people been blocked. I'll bring it back though. If I really like you, I'll bring it back. I'll give you like a.
Like who's eligible for my block?
I got too many friends.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. So I'm like, all the people on the block list are actually people I don't even really know. You're just arguing with people, and you're like, okay, you're out of here. You don't get privileged to my world.
You start a lot of arguments on your page.
I do.
You do. Like the one I like you. I like what you said about men having problems with gays.
Oh my god, I love what's his name, Brian Billy Porter, Mr. Porter, or B Porter. I don't know his name, but I know that dress, and I thought he looked fabulous. And all the men on the timeline had something to say, and it
what?
Was just like,
what are you talking about?
How about you say nothing?
Is this from the Oscars? Or
yeah,
something?
The guy in the tuxedo dress. Like, leave it alone. You didn't see?
I
the
didn't
picture?
See it. No, show it to me.
It is absolutely fabulous. It is a fabulous outfit. And there's a backstory. Like, there's another guy who I don't know because I'm going to sound like an ignorant person. There's another guy who wore a dress like that previously, and he works in entertainment as well, and he's gay.
I think any man who gets hung up on gay men, I think they're dealing with some personal issues.
Yeah, that seriously. And I've been deleting people over that.
You got to get over that. We got too many problems in the world. We got this president that's loose.
Yeah.
That shit was so whacked. I know you didn't. I'm glad you didn't watch it. It was so terrible.
Oh, yeah,
I watched that all morning like I was going to learn something.
This amazing dress.
Let me see this dress. If it's fly, it's fly.
It is sick. It is. No, seriously. I wish it was for. I mean, I hope I can wear it.
I heard a lot of people wearing pink on a red carpet. Like the color black was a new. Or pink was a new black.
Pink is absolutely. I gotta get the full photo, but he looks absolutely beautiful, and I thought he's a very nice looking guy. Yeah, and just a lot of men had something to say, and I just was like
what?
Like you said. You know, they're like, oh, this toxic masculinity and the world has an agenda and all of this
What's
stuff.
What's the agenda? Like, people being themselves?
To turn people gay.
What if they if they got relatives that's gay?
That the white people are brainwashing us through television to turn us gay to destroy the black
gay is not a disease. You can't get it by someone touching you.
Ain't that something else?
I trip off it. I trip off that there's a lot of people got the isms and the homophobics and all that.
I think, like you said, too, I think they're just, like, gay or something.
Yeah, I think
so. Or afraid that they might like it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Hold on, I can't find these pictures, but go talk about
wasn't there a lot of uproar about the Oscars? Because, you know, I'm not a movie person. You know what the last time I went to the movies?
Well, see, that's, oh, my God. I wish I could find the full.
Oh, that's fresh.
It looks fresh. Your friends are going to be mad at you. I thought it looked fresh. He looked that very good at it. He owned it. Did it open up fully?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it falls to the floor. It was very beautiful.
It was a gown.
It's a gown.
That is brilliant.
But he's paying homage to someone that wore a dress that like that. And I think is a fashion designer. And he's also gay.
Me personally, I'm a little bit aggressive about it. I really don't like hanging out with heterosexual men anymore.
Oh yeah, because you know
they all lie.
Gay guys have all the girls.
If you talk to a girl, they all come over. They're like, "Oh, what's up? What's where your girls at?" Like, wow, you just messing up the whole vibe.
Yeah,
you're messing like, up the whole vibe,
man.
I don't roll deep anymore. It used to be the time I rolled deep, but not no more.
But you know what? Like that dress, actually, like there's a person in my life that I'm actually shocked. She was like, oh, someone posted it, and I said a lot of women approved the look, and someone very close to me was like, don't speak for all of us. And I was shocked. She's a 60-year-old black woman. I just feel
60?
Like, yeah.
Well,
so first of all, I just think blacks, because we've been bullied and picked on, and that's just being,
that's my thing.
You know, saying the minimal of
right.
what we've, I just think it's ironic that we would treat someone else based on things that they do. Like
right.
we're mad that white people treat us like shit because of a color.
Right.
So you're mad because he likes
the same
to
thing.
Suck a dick. Like this is retarded. Like seriously. Ooh, I'm gonna get in trouble for that word. Yeah, it's really, really goofy. It really is.
It's kinda like we're not evolving as humans.
Yeah.
I mean
really. You ever seen that movie Idiosyncrasy? Idiocy.
I think I have.
Yes. I keep meaning to watch it again because that movie
that
is
again.
So prophetic. Like in the movie, people are walking around like on their phones. They can't do anything without a phone. They were even having sex through the phone.
I love doing that to my nieces and nephews. Take the phone away and let us talk.
Yeah. Oh,
they can't.
See their skin crawl like, Uncle,
yeah,
give
like,
me my
what?
Damn phone.
I think people don't have social skills. When I was a kid, I moved around a lot and I would go to school and I'd have to go like, hi, my name is Tina. I just moved here. What's your name? Like, so I can imagine now what a kid's doing. Like, instead of me going to meet people, I would just be on my phone because I would be so afraid to go talk to someone because I have no social skills. I had to learn to make friends. I moved to Oklahoma. I had to learn to make friends.
You lived in Oklahoma?
Yep. Broken Arrow.
Wow.
Tulsa.
There's a lot of black people in Tulsa, too.
Yeah, that's on the
first 48
side.
Tulsa is crazy.
That's on the rough side. We lived there for about 3 weeks. My mom got a place out there, and then when we moved in and she saw all the roughness,
mm-hmm.
and there was some railroad tracks there, you know what that means. Then we quickly moved to Broken Arrow, and that's where I went to school.
I've been pretty much, what's a railroad track? You gotta hit me this.
No, railroad tracks are usually like in the southern part, usually in the undesired.
Really?
Industrial part of town.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Traditionally.
Have you seen anybody wearing a MAGMA hat?
No, I've never seen
anyone doing
it. I
saw one person last week. Yeah.
Here?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw him over up here in Sherman Oaks wearing a hat. And I was just tripping because I saw it and I was like,
who does his landscaping? That's what I need to know. Like,
the Trump hat?
Yeah. Does he live in a house? Because
I just saw him walking in Ventura.
I don't know any white people that own landscaping here. I really don't. Not to be racist or stereotypical. I've been here 20 years. I've never seen a white guy with a lawn blower. Like, Kyle, can you shut that lawn
never.
Blower off? No.
Never.
No. They're all.
Yeah, that's amazing.
They're all Hispanic or Latin.
Is that terrible stuff? Yeah, you're right.
It could never be a stereotype, seen... but if it's my experience, I know it's not
okay, put
a
it
racist
like this.
Mark. I've never
I haven't seen them with the full out gas one. I've seen them with a little electric one and they're like, just
yeah,
doing a little
just
yard.
Doing the edges, yeah, but not the not the shit that wakes you up shit and blows speaking that dirt on your car. Hat,
there's a, listen to this story. You got a good segue. There was a lady. Watch this. You're not gonna believe this. She played herself.
Ooh, what lady?
Okay, her name is Roseanne Santos. She grabbed. She's a man came into a restaurant, a Mexican restaurant in Massachusetts,
yeah,
with a MAGMA hat. She attacked the man.
Oh, that's the
guess
Brazilian
what?
Lady.
Yes, and Boo Boo's not even supposed to be in the country. She's here.
She was rapping for us. I don't see nothing wrong with that. She was rapping.
She
for
was
us.
Hot.
I got
you
evicted,
cannot.
And I was living in your house, and you got into
she
a fight.
No papers.
I'm gonna rap for you. And
she had no papers. She didn't have
she
the papers
should,
to be
oh,
in this country.
Saying she should have.
She should have chilled out.
She shouldn't have.
Now she's going to get deported.
No, she's already in custody of ICE.
Yeah. So is it worth the battle?
She has a good story to tell. Yeah, I think
what's
it might be worth
what's a good story?
It. She'll be telling her grandkids about this.
Back in Brazil?
Yeah.
No.
Man, I smacked that guy with that hat. Then
she
they kicked
laid
me out of
low.
The country.
Mm-mm.
She'll get back over here. They always do.
From Brazil?
I
you know
don't
what
know
you get
how
sent
they get
back.
Here the
that's
first
why 21
time.
Savage was nervous about because once you get extradited, it's hard. It's
what do you mean? They keep an eye on you? How did you get here the first time?
I don't even know how she got here the first time. Brazil's a long trip.
That is a long
trip. I mean, you got to take a plane, right? Or a boat.
I watched Locked Up Abroad, yeah.
I never watched that. I'm
really?
Scared.
It's oh, my God. You.
It's always so dumb, though, because they always some dude.
Dumb?
Locked Up Abroad.
Oh, that is so good. You bugging.
Some dude be like, here, hold this package. Take it in there. And they take it.
Man, you just ain't never been broken and desperate.
Yeah.
Let your lights be cut off, and you got a three-day notice. You're going to be like, take that package with. What's the address? Who going to be there? What are they wearing?
I resent that fact. I've had lights cut off on me. I stole light. Stole
you're
lectures.
Different. You're Jamaican. Y'all are like born with extra skills and stuff.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'll just go paint a wall for someone.
Right.
Or go fix a lock or go sew baskets or some shit for
no,
a food market.
I think old girl played herself.
Y'all are very resourceful.
I was mad at her.
Really?
Yes.
I still think like that's dope. Like she was repping. She should have.
And
shut
in Massachusetts,
up.
That's one of our founding states.
I didn't even know there's Mexican food in Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's
that
what another thing
that
killed
was
me.
Part of the story that stopped me. I was like, whoa, Massachusetts.
Brazilian food and Mexican food ain't
wait,
the same.
This is such an anomaly. Mexican food, Massachusetts,
Brazilian
women.
That's now you understand the whole fight. She should have laid low.
Yeah. You better lay low on
I bet thing. I bet he went off on her in that restaurant.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, I got, you know, I got the number to ICE in my phone, too.
But we don't see MAGMA hats out here, huh?
No.
That's amazing.
Let me see. Do I still got that number to ICE? I've had to call
what do you mean
ICE.
You calling ICE?
Yes. Did you know? Well, now the new law. Well, I had some neighbors who would not let me sleep on the weekends. On Saturday, they would start this music at 12 a.m. and it would go to
what's 12 a.m.?
No, I'm sorry, 12 p.m. in the afternoon, and it would go to 12 a.m. 1, 2 in the morning.
That long?
You're like boom, jump, boom, jump, boom. Yo, all fucking Saturday.
That's way too long.
Yo,
that's unacceptable.
All Saturday. I'm like, yo, I went through like morning breakfast, lunch, listening to this shit, fucking dinner.
Oh, that's too
different
long.
Different programs. I'm watching. I'm doing laundry. I come back like boom, jump, boom, jump, boom, jump, boom. Yo, that shit was dumb fucking loud.
I know what you're talking about, dude.
I literally called. I called ICE.
Okay, you need to get out.
No, but they, you know what they told me?
So what?
They was like, but this is pre-Trump, because apparently now you can't call anyone on anyone. So I'm going to operate and do that. If they are committing a crime is the only way you could call.
Now if they bump into music,
yeah,
you can't do
before
it.
Before Trump, you literally just can go, hey, there's Mexicans and they're illegal. Because
wow.
I was like, first of all, they live in the back of a business. I've already looked up code enforcement. There's no permit for residential living here. This is zoned for businesses only. They were living in there because the door would open and I'd see bedding and stuff. I was like, they're living
loose.
In here.
And so wait a minute. Was it a restaurant you said?
Yeah, it was like a store and they sold mad shit. So actually,
well,
when the ICE thing
Jamaica
didn't
like
work,
that.
When ICE didn't work, because I called and it was like, are they committing a crime? It was like extra serious. Then I got scared. Like, oh my God, I might be really fucking up a family here. He was like, are they committing a crime? And I was like, no, he's just blasting music and he won't turn it down. He's been doing this for months. And he was like, we can't come out there for that.
That's too long though.
So then I went to talk to him and I was like, hey, so I'm going to keep it real with you. I've already spoke to the city. I spoke to 311. This residence is not zoned for living. This is business permitted only. And I'm going to turn you in if you don't stop.
Yes, sis, why didn't you tell him to turn the music down a little bit?
Oh, no. Oh, so I jumped the gun. My bad. Went over there several times and was like, please can you turn the music down? And look, he literally, I wish we could do like a visual thing. Look, he be on 10, he put that shit on 9.9. Yeah, I'm like, no, turn it like that. Like, you're at a 10. I needed it at like a 3.
I don't even know how you... What's the beat? I can't catch the beat. And then sometimes the music, all they do is talking about cocaine.
Really? I don't know what it be saying because I can't hear past the boom, chomp, boom, chomp, boom, chomp. Yo, I can't take it. It's fucking crazy all day. I can't. So, yeah. But then I made friends with him. It was so cool.
Look at that.
I always make friends with people.
And he was about to set up out of the country. Yeah.
You know, it's weird. He didn't get it. I was like, he was like, what's the problem? I said, I'm off today. And he was like, I said, do you have to work tomorrow? He said, no, tomorrow I'm off. I said, well, tomorrow I'm going to drive my truck over here and I'm going to play music in your backyard. And then he was like, oh, I get it now. Like, yeah, today was my off day. I want it quiet. Why do you think you're supposed to get quiet on your off day? I was like, I'm going to back my truck up over here and play shit. Man, I had a ill fucking radio speaker system in there. I was like, I'm going to back my shit up and blow his shit up. Because I'd be
bumping dance hall loud in my...
No, I was going to play like some disrespectful shit. Like, choke me, spank me, pull my hair like some exhibit. Like some really disrespectful gangster shit.
Put it in my mind. I just love that song.
Akinelli, that's my family. Absolutely.
They don't even make music like that no more, man.
I know.
It's so whack. I don't even know who's a good artist nowadays. Drake, huh?
But I mean, he's so cliche. Of course, it's Drake. Messy is
Black China?
Who? What?
She's messy.
Oh my gosh, she is a freaking mess. She was already messing with Soulja Boy. I'm just calling him Sister Soulja.
Get back at somebody.
Yeah, you can never get back at a man for sleeping with another guy.
No,
you lose points. Look at this whole bitch. I expected that. Now they know not to apologize to you. You got to play victim. A dude taught me that. Like, play victim. That way I can never accuse you of doing shit to me. Don't do shit.
That's why I'm a gentleman.
So I don't do shit. You're a fucking liar.
I give him a way out.
Yeah. I'll give him a way out. I love that. Yeah. You're not going to crack open your other bottle. What's good? Wasted on Wednesdays. What's good?
Some girl, I was supposed to go on a date with her Sunday, and I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that. I
think I met her. I know I met her at the bar. I gave her my number. I even linked up. I was like, listen, we're supposed to meet Sunday and go have drinks. So she kissed me Sunday. She was like, what time are we going to go out tonight? I was like, who are you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had to talk to her. I was like, sweetie, I don't even know who you are. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm just absolutely speechless.
So it had me thinking, I'm not a blackout drinker.
Oh yeah, because I'm one. But well, I've learned to not have 4 drinks. Well, like mine's 4.
Look at my weekend. I lost my wallet.
That's true. Maybe you did go to San Francisco and now you don't even remember. That was funny.
What if I did though?
And then made it back and didn't even remember. You got to go. There he goes. Do not call me from the dental office. As a matter of fact, do call me from the dental office.
My sister's a dental hygienist.
Really? Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna tell on you.
Don't tell her. Don't let me. She'd be so mad.
Yes, she would be.
She just understands.
Did she hook you up with free dental shit?
I'm supposed to go many times.
Boy, you better take advantage of that free shit. It costs $150 where I go. In a
$150
in Beverly Hills. Yeah, Dr. Tubby.
What you gonna do this weekend?
Oh my God, I don't even know. I think there's some well, Friday I have a comedian friend, Corey Hernandez, and he's having a comedy roast. It's his birthday, so I'm super excited about that. Do you want to go with me? I do want to invite him to the show. I think it's Friday or Saturday.
We have to find out because, you know,
oh God, if it interferes with your Manchester schedule, you can't. Now I see why you can't stay in a relationship.
Yeah, that's another thing. You know, I had this beautiful doctor.
So your wedding's going to have to be...
Wedding?
Like,
you said the second time you said that to me today.
I wish that for you. It's so too late you're going to have that scheduled around practice.
She'd have to like Manchester.
What if you did meet an amazing woman that was like, man, Chesty?
Oh, my God. I'll link us. It'd be it.
Maybe we should make like a dating app for Manchester Maniacs. Yeah,
there is something like that.
Why they couldn't? They do that with like gamers.
I'm so jealous of all my friends whose girlfriends, their wives, they all wear the same stuff. And their kids will wear it. I'm like, oh, that's what I want.
But you don't have that.
Yeah, but I'm too loose right now. I'm undisciplined.
So you're like, your tagline would be like, must like, because you know women be like, must like dogs, must like Manchester.
Or you have to be 6'3 and above.
Yeah, like that bullshit. Like,
you know, that's like 3% of the world is.
Bitch, and your titties ain't as big as I want them to be. I'm a female and we just have like these ridiculous expectations. Ridiculous. And forget about checking ourselves. Like, what if he wanted a bitch that was taller too? What if he wanted someone with bigger titties or smaller titties or a different areola? I just want
her to be comfortable with her own sexuality.
Oh, that's so beautiful and that's noble. That's noble.
Thank you. I'm a good cat sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
As long as I don't drink clear liquor.
Real?
Yeah, because I want to fight everybody.
Real? It's usually the opposite. People have dark and it's like a mess.
Dark calms me down.
Really? That's bananas.
Calm.
Again, I think that's some Jamaican shit.
Yeah, but the clear. Ooh. If I sweat off drink, it's
it.
Oh,
it's over. So
we could be out union, everybody.
You can have like a bar fight like your Manchester people.
Yeah, we love it too.
I keep making fun of you because one of my favorite movies, Beer Fest. Did you ever see Beer Fest?
Yeah, I've seen Beer Fest.
I love that. And they were like singing the Manchester song. So when I think of you, I think of that scene.
Oh, we got to go. We're done.
No, I don't want to go.
It's been another lovely show. Yeah. We will have a guest next week. Yes. They're confirmed. They're two gentlemen. They're John and John. They're two entrepreneurs, and they're gonna make us laugh.
Both of their names is John.
Yeah, they got a great story.
Oh my God, I can't wait to hear it, and I hope you guys cannot wait to hear it.
This has been Wasted on Wednesday. My lovely host is
Tina Lorraine, Brown.
And I'm Casey. Catch us, and then we enjoyed it. Thank you.
Bye.
Where's the oh, there it is. Uh oh.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine Brown, only on LA Talk Radio.